Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015, and it is Earth Day. Yay! So excited to be with my Earth Angels on such an awesome day. So with me tonight is Nanette Ellis and Dawn Pinky Anderson. Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Dawn. How is everyone doing?
I'm doing great. I have to laugh, though, when you said Earth Day. It sounds so much like birthday that we're talking about. So it's an Earth Day birthday
perfect.
Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Awesome. I do, too. It's so cool to get chatting here. Let's all just ground ourselves and pull our collective energy together. If it is safe for you to do so, please close your eyes and get your feet firmly on the ground. Obviously, if you're driving and listening to us in the recording, please don't do that. So take a deep breath in and release. And just feel the collective energy of the people on this call. The people who are listening live, the people who are in the chat room, the lovely people who are here with us energetically and listening by recording. Feel the love and the sense of celebration that we all bring. And know that we are all just as important as the next. We all have a unique gift to offer. We all have something special. And it's by bringing our group energy together that we can make a difference. So welcome, everyone.
Welcome. And just as you finished that, Carolyn, I wanted to say the wind totally picked up here as you were, this breeze was so strong, it was like you were calling in the earth element, being Earth Day.
That is so
cool. That was
cool. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Nanette, what is our topic for today?
Our topic today is something that Dawn came up with, and I just love it. It's doing birthday celebrations with a twist. You know how typically we are so inclined to do birthdays and give gifts to others? Dawn came up with this idea, and I love it, and I hope that our listeners and all of us get a really nice message from this and do pass this on. Dawn, can you please explain what we had talked about? I love it.
Sure, and I think people may have seen, you know, maybe some other light workers out in on the radio and on Facebook, et cetera. Not a lot of them, but a few. Anyway, that instead of receiving gifts on their birthday, they like to give the gifts out to other people. And I think it is just an awesome idea that I would like to incorporate, on my next birthday. Instead of people giving things to me, I would like to gift things to other people. And when you start to think about it, initially it's like, well, what can I give to other people? Maybe I don't have, you know, lots of excess cash to buy, you know, all these gifts for people. It doesn't have to be, you know, a physical thing. It doesn't have to be material. I think, you know, gifting somebody with your time, helping people, going to the senior center and visiting. There's programs locally for me, and maybe there's got to be elsewhere too, where you can sign up and you can bring, if your pet is very friendly and very gentle around people, or you can bring them into nursing homes and to visit, you know, the elderly, that type of thing. And so it's kind of my quest now to find out, you know, all those different avenues that you could go and give gifts to other people instead of receiving them yourself. And one lady that I listened to in particular, she also has a blog talk show. She gave out, she decides each year, you know, how many gifts she's going to give, and she will, like, gift recordings of calls that she has done or special sessions of, you know, like a bigger program that she has taught. She'll pull out some of the nuggets and then have those available for people who follow her to go and download it and listen to it. And it's also just another great way of passing along that positive energy and that positive vibe. And I just think it's such an awesome thing that we could all incorporate into our lives. And so just wanted to see if, Carolyn, if you or Nanette, if you had ideas on that or things that you could share that you think we could, that people could do.
I love the idea, Dawn. I can see why Nanette is so excited about it. It fits so well with, you know, with Angels Teach and the energy of who Angels Teach is. And before I get into directly answering your question, I did want to just take a second and make sure we acknowledge Angels Teach and whose birthday we're actually celebrating. Angels Teach is angelsteach.com. is a wonderful spiritual community created through the guidance of Reverend Elvia Rowe 8 years ago. April 1st was her birthday, the day that she became into this world, and that is where we have all met and where we've all gotten our training and our background in angel communication. So I wanted just to take a moment and honor her for what she has given to all of us. And I love to give things. And, you know, I remember one of my favorite parts of having a birthday party when I was little was putting together the goodie bags. You know, and they were always something really simple. You know, it wasn't anything elaborate, but it was the whole act of giving something and creating a memory, knowing that when people left the time that we were together celebrating, that they would still have something. And, you know, I think energetically it's the same concept that you're talking about here with, you know, giving something, giving a piece of your heart. It doesn't have to be a tangible thing. I think there's actually more power in giving from your heart than there is giving something material.
Exactly. And Carolyn, as long as I'm just going to interrupt again too, is Angels Teach still taking registration for their basic training? I mentioned that last week and I wasn't sure what the cutoff was. I think there's just a couple more days that people could sign up. But so here, it's our first gift for you, you know, in a way. We're giving you the information anyway. So you can go and check out to sign up for taking basic training through Angels Teach, which is such an incredible stepping stone. And, or I should say, it's an incredible first step on that huge journey of really learning how to go within and get your own angel messages and create that communication, that dialogue with your angels and get your information directly. And I just wanted to pop in and say, too, and one of the great things about taking the training through Angels Teach is the degree of personal attention that you get and the fact that you're not just a number that never gets acknowledged on, say, a web call or something. All of the teachers at Angels Teach really are interactive, and they strive to make those personal connections, which I think is the thing that makes Angels Teach unique and very much value-added I've taken a couple other classes through other places, and you don't get that. You just sit on the phone and listen. Sometimes it's pre-recorded, and they don't have that personal touch that you get with Angel Teach. So, sorry, I kind of interrupted our flow there, but I just wanted to make sure that if people, you know, had a couple days that they could go out and still sign up for that.
Yes, and, you know, your timing is actually perfect thinking about gifts because the first class is May 7th. It's a Thursday evening, and I believe that you can register up until, May 7th. It's a Thursday night. I believe that you can register right up until then, but the early bird discount is this Friday. Let me see what this Friday, so in case people are listening to the recording, it is April 24th. So,
that's what it was. Okay. Only a few more days to get that pricing.
Only a few more days to get the pricing. And the pricing in any case is really amazing. I mean, it's $147 for the 8-week course, which comes with all the recordings and the love. And it's $97 if you register by the 24th. And I happen to be co-teaching with Reverend Alvia. So I am so excited to be doing this and working towards my master teacher level with Angel Teach. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it's such a gift to me to be able to work with people who are just getting started out. It's my favorite thing to do, to help people learn to trust themselves and really step out there. And, you know, that's another gift.
If I might just interject for a second here, what about the cards that they're using for the basic training? Do they need to get those cards themselves, or are they going to be mailed to them? How does that work at this particular time?
That's a great question. There is a downloadable workbook that is provided. Each individual for that price needs to provide their own card. So they will be given the card deck to get, and then they can get them themselves.
Do you know what card deck it is yet? Have you guys determined that? Or is it more than one deck, or is it going to be a surprise?
I'm going to have to actually look that up because I don't know.
And I've got to honestly be asking for a personal reason. There are three people in my life that I feel could possibly be ready for this. And I wanted, it's like last minute, but it's not. It's like the flow of things. And they're males, and more males are becoming involved in, because we talk about angels and we all think it's just a female thing, but it's not, because what you learn is more about your intuitive and your connection to your higher self and the spirit world. And your connection with the angels, which is not, you know, a feminine, it's masculine and feminine. And I just love how more and more men on this planet are stepping up to wanting to join along, as I should say.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's on the information page, it does not say what the card decks are, so I don't know if it's been changed from when I was taking it, but I know that I'm sure that the information is sent out as soon as people register, and the card decks are available almost any place.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many card decks to choose from too, which is kind of
I do know that there's going to be two decks, and they're going to be required decks. So
right. Which we'd need,
and then,
for training.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. But you're right. So once you get started on it, then card decks just kind of come to us, don't they? to experiment and play with.
And if I could interject one more time, it's something that you can take over and over and over. I'm taking the basic class again because every time I take the class, I learn more little nuggets of things that I didn't catch before. And it's such a growing experience. I don't know how Reverend Elvia does it, but there's always this newness to it. It's not like Dawn said, she's taken other classes, as have I, and it's pre-recorded. And this is the information, these are the books, and it doesn't change. And there's not the freshness that Reverend Elvia brings to the classes. It's just, you know, such heartfelt love. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And I was just looking on the information page, and she's going to teach pendulum dowsing this year.
Ooh.
How cool is that?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, one of my favorite things.
I'm
excited.
Oh my!
Yeah,
it's like
pretty
basic training here, guys. Does anybody have any questions on it? You know, who wants to sign up now?
Yeah, there you go.
As I said to Carolyn tonight, I'm flying blind for whatever reason, and I know there's always a reason. The angels never leave us without an answer. But on my switchboard, I have nothing. It's blank. And I think we're having a little bit of problems. Tina said she was having a problem with the volume tonight on the chat. So what I'm feeling off of that is that there's such an energy change this year. And this show tonight is going to be about change and about, like Dawn said, about the birthdays, giving instead of receiving. If I may give a little personal, Dawn, with you mentioning that, I sat down with my daughter and decided not to wait till birthdays. And I know people volunteer, et cetera, et cetera. And we've had a lot of cancer in our family. And I said to her, there is this place that is for free that I'm sure they would have an opening for her where I will do Reiki and reflexology to either people that have cancer or that they are caretakers or they are, you know, family members, whatever the case may be. And it's just a wonderful place. And she's like, oh, Mom, I would love to. You know, so instead of waiting until a birthday to give, why not start now? And it just opened up all these thoughts in my head of things that, you know, like we expanded the Angels Teach birthday all year, you know, all month, not all year, but all month long, because why does it have to be just one day? Why can't it be every day, Brayson? And like Dawn said, to give to others. It's really changed my perspective of things, and I want to thank you, Dawn, for that. Hello?
Dawn, are you still there? Dawn, are you there?
I think we lost Dawn, and hopefully she'll call back
hopefully.
In.
Yeah,
and
so
we have Skating Angel tonight. Welcome, Skating Angel. And Tina's having a problem with the volume again on chat. So I'm trying to see, and it's really weird. The chat is just doing all kinds of things, like repeating messages over and over. So there's some kind of an energy going on, and maybe if we can focus together and figure out which archangel is here with us tonight. Because typically when this happens, it's typically Uriel, for me, that steps in and causes a little bit of chaos, as I would call it. Dawn? Oh, she's saying that it hung up on her.
Oh, she's back. Here we go.
Oh, she got back in. Okay, great.
Yeah. Hello there again, Dawn. Hello, I guess I wasn't supposed to hear that part.
No, I was just telling Carolyn, sometimes when the radio show, whether we have glitches with the chat or like I'm having with the board tonight, it's normally an archangel that has some messages, and for me it's typically Uriel, and who is the associated with the root chakra, the tribe.
We were talking about
Angels Teach as a tribe, basically. And so he's wanting to step in and get our attention, because this is the way for me that he does it. And
do
I'll let you know if he has anything to
to
communicate with us.
Okay.
And Carolyn, I'm going to leave it up to you because I'm basically flying blind here.
Okay. Well, I, you know, was getting a hit on Archangel Uriel joining us. So do you want to see what he has to say and pass it along to everybody else? I know you're always a beautiful channel.
Well, what I am hearing in the background, you know, and when I say hearing, it's my clear audience sense. So it's not like I actually hear, but I hear. It's just so strange. But I am hearing laughter. It is like a room full of laughter and gaiety. And Archangel Uriel is not by himself. It is like, okay, I'm hearing there is a tribe of archangels surrounding us tonight. It's like a party. They want to celebrate us. Oh, how beautiful is that? He's not given me anything as far as a channeled message. I'm hearing that we need to each and every day, and I am sure, and I'm adding this in, I need to step my ego and personality aside here now. Each and every day, wake up to the new day and celebrate as if it is our birthday and go through the day with the excitement of a birthday. You know, it is always special, no matter whether people say, oh, I don't do birthdays, this or that. I'm hearing that everybody feels that special spark, even if they're grumpy about it. And I'm hearing that we need to wake up in celebration and gratitude as if it was our birthday and celebrate the day.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that it's Earth Day. And I'm hearing also not only is it our birthday, but we need to as a culture around the world become more in tune, more in tune to Mother Earth. She is crying for our help, for some attention, that some things have been going on with humanity that has not been so nice for her. And I believe maybe Uriel wants to speak on her behalf that today being Earth Day, he chose to step in. And we need to focus on her and what can we do to celebrate her and what gift can we do to celebrate her. I mean, the pollution... everyone knows what's going on. And let's be honest, so many of us turn a blind eye to it. And I guess because it's Earth Day, I'm hearing, you know, we can no longer turn a blind eye. It is so serious. She is crying out to Archangel Uriel that she needs help. Either we need to help her in even in the littlest ways every single day, whether it's recycling or picking up litter we see or coming together in a group to where we can help with the pollution or whatnot. And she's basically, I'm seeing her just like shaking us off, like we're like, and we are really in reality like little ants and or fleas, and she's just going to shake us off because she needs to survive. And we put too much emphasis on us as human beings, that we are superior. And I think today as Earth Day, she wants to let us know that we are not. We are here as guests on her planet, on her. She's showing me crystals. Oh, my gosh. She says there's so much healing work that can be done. There's so much energy she has that we can tap into to help turn things around, but we all need to become conscious of it and work together to help her. And with that, I'm going to pass the baton because I'm hearing somebody else has something to add. Dawn or Carolyn, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I thought maybe I was just talking to myself.
No.
It didn't make any sense to me what was coming out. I just let it flow.
Mm-hmm. No, it does make total sense, and I think it fits with the things that we were saying also about doing things for other and, you know, really putting our focus off of ourselves and on to, you know, any other, or on Gaia, on Mother Earth. And as Uriel said in the channel there, what a perfect opportunity. If we're going to give a gift and going to give back, just like I had already seen on Facebook, several people had posted pictures of going out and just on a 15-minute walk in their neighborhood, picking up bags and bags of garbage. And, you know, it's a little thing, but if every one of us do our part, if every one of us steps up and picks up 10 bags, you know, 5 bags, whatever it is, whatever you can get, maybe it's just the walk from, you know, your office to your car or, you know, wherever you happen to be, you know, rather than walking past something that you see, pick up that one thing. Maybe each day it's only one or two things that you walk by, but what a difference. And also, you know, changes that you can make I do it myself at the pharmacy where I don't call in my order for my pills, you know, whatever my prescription is.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my bottle back and say, can you just reuse, can you just put a new label on my bottle? Because I keep, you know, why do I need a new bottle every time? I don't. And, you know, things like that. We can all get involved and do things like that.
Love it. And as we know, plastic does not, what do you call it, disintegrate?
Biodegrade. Yeah.
Yeah. And so why are we even using it? I don't understand that.
Well, I'm sure it does help to keep medications and things stable and dry and, you know, that type of thing. But, yeah, we use too much of it. Packaging would be my complaint. You know, how often do you buy something nowadays? And sometimes I have to get a big, huge knife just to cut through some of the big, heavy plastic that goes around things. And then there's several other plastic things, you know, cushioning whatever it is down in, inside in the middle. But by the time you get to the thing, it's kind of ridiculous the amount of packaging that there is. And it would be wonderful to work toward ways to eliminate some of that excess packaging. And I guess at this point, I'm not anywhere where I can influence that type of thing. But as a consumer, I can bring my own bags into the store and have several of them that I keep in my purse and reuse, you know, any plastic bags that I get, that type of thing. I think we all have to do our part and do as much as we can.
That's a great idea. And I found out through my daughter has endometriosis and doing research that the plastic bottles that they have people drinking water out of has some pretty nasty stuff in it that's not good for you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know where to begin to help. And I think that what I'm hearing is our show is really, it is birthday with Angels Teach, and it's Earth Day. We are meant to be speaking about Mother Earth, Gaia, our planet Earth that we live on. Carolyn, do you have anything to comment? Oh, before you do, Skating Angel just made an amazing comment. She said, plastic can be made from hemp and is biodegradable. The problem is plastic is made from petroleum. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. But then why do they not use hemp? I suppose it's too expensive.
No, hemp was taken away in the 1930s. If you want to do some research, which I did, regarding the what's going on with the medical marijuana, et cetera, which is hemp, and across the border in Canada, they are growing hemp. If you do the research, it was a political thing that they made marijuana like a class one drug, like the worst drug that there is out there. And also, I think it was one of the lumber companies or the paper companies had competition with the hemp people, you know, in his lumber, in his paper. And this is only part of the story. So he had enough political clout to make it to where marijuana was legal, so that also took away the growing of hemp, which we are now able to grow hemp in this country. And hemp seeds, as a matter of fact, are supposed to be so healthy for you.
That I mean. Yep.
Didn't mean to get off on a tangent there. Carolyn, are you here? Oh.
Maybe we lost Carolyn, though.
Yeah, she sent a little happy face, but
Well, I was muted because my dog's been barking. Okay.
Well, there's a message there.
Yay, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, well, that's really fascinating. It's funny, I've been talking, realizing that you guys couldn't hear me.
No.
There's a message in there for me, too.
But also, I'm hearing there's a message in that the silence, with you talking in the silence, what I'm hearing is that too many people are being silent
mm-hmm.
regarding this issue and thinking that the next guy's going to do it or the next guy's going to do it. And when
right.
do we take responsibility? And I've never really considered that, you know. It just, you know, like Dawn says, you know, we all, you know, we all need to pitch in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's important to model. You know, Dawn, you mentioned that you're not in a position right now to make a major change, but you are making a change by modeling the behavior, by showing up every time you go someplace and doing what you feel in your heart is the best thing for your family and your extended family and for Mother Earth. So mm-hmm. you know, it's that ripple effect. As you do that and people see you doing it and as you talk about it, then it makes it easier and more, I'm hearing the word acceptable, for other people to join in, and that consciousness just expands out. It can become
mm-hmm.
very powerful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if anybody is
that butterfly
for,
effect.
I did find an address, too, of another organization that works with sending. Well, you can send this organization your empty pill bottles in case you know, people have a whole bunch of them around their house. I
mm-hmm.
tend to gather them. I don't know why. Probably because I can't put them in the recycling because I think they should be going back somewhere and being reused, recycled. And
mm-hmm.
I finally found a source that I can mail my empty pill bottles to. They just clean them, wash them up, and they send them to third world countries. Where in the first world country where they're getting medical care, they don't have bottles and they don't have any way to send the medication home with these people. So they've been like wrapping pills in paper and things like that. And then they're always worried about, you know, the medication getting wet or, you know, getting accidentally thrown away or being taken by some other family member, you know. Yeah, all kinds of issues, you know, that we don't think about here and how nice it is when we go to the pharmacy and we get this nice little plastic bottle and it, you know, it's very easy, but it's not for them. And so I loved it that there was an organization out there that recycles the pill bottles that way, you know, not having to remanufacture them. They just basically send them through a big, huge power washer, if you will, and sanitize them and then ship them off for, you know, like Doctors Without Borders and things like that can use these when they're treating people. And it's like, that is so cool. And they weigh, like, next to nothing. So mailing it is, you know, costs nothing to mail them.
Do
so.
You have the address or the email address
mm-hmm.
or how someone would be able to contact and be able to do what you're doing?
I do. Let me just pull it up here. It is probably in my phone that I can't see.
Because I wrote down bucket list for Gaia, and that was just a subconscious thing I have done on my
mm-hmm.
paper, and I think I would like to put that on my bucket list for Gaia. And also the
okay.
taking the plastic bags back to the store and reusing them. Great idea.
Oh,
I mean, why?
You know what? I do have it. Here it is. It's called the Malawi Project. That's spelled M as in Mother, A is in apple. L is in lettuce. A is in apple. W, I. And then it's project. And I don't have a website. I just have a mailing address. And do you want me to give you that address?
Absolutely.
Okay. The address is 3314 Van, like a car, V-A-N. Next word, Castle. T is in Tom. A, S is in Sam. S is in Sam. E-L. Drive. And the city is Indianapolis, Indiana, I-N. And the zip is 46240.
And do you just package them up, rinse them out, package, take the labels off, package them up, and mail them to them?
Yep. Exactly.
What a great tip for Earth Day.
That is
awesome.
I did find it, the website. It's the MalawiProject.org.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't have that.
Is the in front of it?
Nope. So just MalawiProject.org. Project.org. So you can get a lot more information there.
You're an angel, Carolyn. And so
Thank you, Dawn.
Wow, I just never saw how this was going to all play out today. This is just, wow. Happy birthday.
And it's, yes, there you go. It's a double birthday. That is so fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually almost quarter of. I cannot believe how fast it is. I know.
Wow.
So I just thought that we would take a break for a few minutes and see if there's anybody in the chat room or on the phones that want a reading, because it's a birthday and we get to celebrate by giving to other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there anybody on the chat room?
I'm checking right now.
Awesome.
And I'll let you know. And I never could figure out the hands, so I just normally just pushed an area code and asked if they wanted to comment on our show or if they would like reading.
Okay. Well, usually if they're looking, there's a little question mark that shows up next to the microphone, and we do have somebody. I am going to unmute area code 928. Hello. Hi, area code 928.
Don't be shy. Are you there?
You know what?
Maybe I'll mute her.
I know. Mm-hmm. There's something up here. I'm going to put her back on mute while we check the chat room, and then I can try in again with her again.
Yeah, go down to the next area code. I love to surprise
people.
They can always say no. I'm just waiting for a response in chat. Oh, I do see one. Let me ask if she has a particular question.
Okay.
She can go ahead and I can't type for some reason. Honestly, I can't type. I think we're supposed to do an area code because I just did that totally wrong.
Okay. Oh, well, the person who had their hand. Okay. All right. This is so funny. I just pulled the card and it's the patient's card.
Archangel.
Here we go. So this is one for everyone here. It's Archangel Jophiel, and she is in a beautiful garden. She's got a watering can, and she's watering the flowers. And what feels really important about this is the water that's coming out of the can. It's like it's contained, and it's measured. And, you know, I think we all have something that we can do differently to help the Earth and to help ourselves, because it's not, you know, it's not this generic save the Earth thing. It's our home. It's where we live. It's our very, the container for humanity, as well as the rest of, you know, life as we know it here on this existence. So there is something that we can each do to make a difference. And something that we can each do that will not impact our lives. Like, I'm just thinking about when I do dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind, you know, leaving the water running a little bit in between instead of turning it on and off every single time. I know that I can do better at that. It's something that's kind of being shown to me. So there's a way that I can save a little bit of water and make a difference. And what I'm feeling is that everybody has something that you do almost unconsciously that you can do slightly different to make a difference in the world, and that can be your gift that you give back.
Beautiful.
I love it. And I did get a response for LaToy Lady Lola, and she said, I guess I would like to know, why do he and I have this separation between us, sad face? I can tell you his name or initial or birthday if you need it. No, I don't think we need it, but there's a separation. Ladies, I think we can go with that information. There's someone special in her life, and they are separated for some reason, and she doesn't quite understand it.
Okay. Okay. I pulled a card from the Tony Carmine Salerno deck. I can't remember which one this is. Maybe it's the Gaia deck. It's the one with the burning heart on the back of the card. And the card that came out is, the words are important too, because it's reflection and illusion, self-examination. And to me, it was the reflection and self-examination were the words that really popped out. And although you may not consciously know why the separation is there, sometimes, and I have found that if I'm not getting my angel messages, but they want me to do a particular thing, or they want me to stop doing a particular thing, they will, you know, jump in and help orchestrate situations where, you know, like this, maybe there's a separation because they're wanting you to take a look at the relationship, take a look at yourself, maybe. I'm just hearing that it's kind of time for you to go within, look in your heart, and really, really discern, is this really what you want, need? Is this actually better than those words? Is this relationship in your highest good? Because the words want, need are kind of, you know, ambiguous, and we can think we need something when it's really not the best thing for us. Sometimes we know it's not the best thing for us, and we still want it. But I'm thinking that it is an invitation to go within and really take a look at all facets of that relationship and, you know, really think about yourself, and are you putting yourself first in those relationships? And, you know, honoring and meeting your needs, wants, desires, and then you can go forward from that place with a fresh perspective. And I'm good.
Okay, Dawn, she responded that it's been since the summer, and I still only love him. I've tried to date, but it's still him. So that sheds a little more light.
Wow. I'm going to laugh in here only because I have had had that kind of theme come up from people that I've been, you know, coaching and reading for. Like, this is the third time in just a very short period of time. So let me just dial in a bit and see what's the bigger message, because there's a message for her as well as maybe for the rest of us. And I'm getting that same thing, that it's going within the self-examination, but it's also about, you know, letting go. We are in these new energies, but the earth has done some amazing shifts and the energies are changing, and really we need to let go of things that don't serve us, even if you're thinking, you know, that a person does, or that you still love him or her, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. Sometimes even when we don't want to, we have to go on and go forward without people if they aren't a vibrational match for us. Sometimes we grow, sometimes they grow. You know, it's hard to say exactly what can cause a shift or a change like that in a relationship, or, you know, any kind of relationship. It could be an employer relationship. It could be, you know, doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. But when two people are no longer at that same vibrational level, it just can't stay together. And as hard as it is, sometimes it's an invitation to let go so that you can grow and expand, you know, in other ways. And maybe there are other experiences that you're intended to have this lifetime that you wouldn't get if you stayed with this person. And doesn't mean that it can't come, you know, full circle later on. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I'm just getting the message that too many things in life we hang on to, we cling to them. And sometimes we really just have to let go and just let go of the attachment. And half of it is just letting go within yourself and within your mind. And, you know, doesn't mean it has to be a negative thing. Certainly you can send, you know, this person love, and you can release them with all the love of your heart, because you know that the thing to do is in your highest good. And you can ask your angels to support you with that and to, you know, encircle you with protective light and love, and, you know, to give you the strength if you're not feeling it to do that. And I'm good.
I just want to read something, if I may, before Carolyn steps in, that she had written. That she said, "You gave me a reading a few months back when I was missing someone I still loved very much and only wanted to lay in bed with covers over my head. I still love and miss him a lot." And with that, I will turn it over to Carolyn if she has any.
Well, I actually have a personal experience to share. I had a very deep romantic relationship with a soulmate who was not a vibrational match for me. After about a year, I realized that being in that relationship was not allowing me to really move out into the light and to get a better understanding of what I needed to do in the world. Not being with him was so incredibly painful for me.
I completely understand how you're feeling. I felt the same way. I didn't want to move forward. My heart felt like it was ripped right out of my chest. But what I was able to do, because I understood that we were not in the same place and it was going to not be healthy for me to be with him, is I used that pain and that grief and that sorrow as a cleansing agent to let go of other things that were holding me back and move forward. That's when I dove into angel communication. And I used that pain as my wind beneath my wings, so to speak, to move forward. And there's a piece of me that will always miss this person, that I certainly will always love him. But I realized that the reason that we had come together was complete, and that I wasn't doing either one of us any good by holding on to something that was finished. And I hope me sharing that can help you heal a little bit and find out what the gift is for you. Really step into the opportunity and see what letting go can bring to you. Because it does feel like there's a tremendous opportunity waiting for you as soon as you let go of this relationship. And I agree with, I think it was Dawn who said that it doesn't mean that the relationship will never come back around again. But if it does come back around again, it's going to come back around again in a much higher vibrational way that's going to serve you and him in a much different manner. And I feel it won't come back around again until you let go of the way it is now and accept the way things are and truly move out freely. That's when all the possibilities and potentials are going to come in.
I agree. That's good, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So well said and so well felt. I think a lot of us can really, really relate to that. I mean, sometimes when it's in your best good to move forward without someone, the pain is tremendous. I mean, you feel like a part of your heart is ripped out. And all I have to share and add is that I'm looking out the window, and what I'm hearing for you is that it's springtime. At least in Las Vegas, the grass is growing, it's green, the trees have leaves on. It's like it's time for you to open up to another, I'm hearing the word journey, or it's almost like travel, but not traveling. Maybe traveling within your soul, deep inside, to where you can plant the seed and let it grow. Like Carolyn said, she used that pain, and she used it in a positive way to grow. And I'm feeling the same thing for you, that it's so important for you to not allow your ego, and I'm hearing the word ego, which is edging God out, I'm told to say, and put that aside. And let your heart really, really, really look inside and love you for who you are. You are such a beautiful person and have so many gifts to give. But if you stay with your head covered up, you're never going to be able to share the gifts that you have or meet the next person with a better vibrational match. Because you've basically put yourself in a holding pattern. I'm feeling it's really not healthy. But I'm raising my hand, been there, done that. And I'm getting, a verbal on that with
yes.
the phone ringing. So I think that's saying, you know, that's all I need to say. It's time for you to plant something within your own heart for yourself. And like Dawn said, he could come back around. But you might find at that point in time, if you allow yourself to grow, that you might find that you're not a vibrational match and that you have outgrown him. But please, darling, give yourself a chance to grow. We all love you here and we support you on your journey. And I am complete.
Beautiful. Well, ladies, believe it or not,
she says,
I
want to move to Vegas. Come on out. I'm here, honey. You can get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And she says, I love you too, to all of us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She says so much, laugh out loud. Well, we love you, and please let us know how your life's going. Stay in touch with us, and if you do come to Vegas, look me up. I'm easy to find. And I think we're complete for now. I think... Carolyn, is there anyone on the phone? I'm hearing somebody on the phone might not have their hand raised, but really would like a reading.
Okay, I'm happy to do that, but just so everybody knows, it's 8 o'clock already. So.
Oh, my gosh. You're,
I know,
wow.
I know. So let's chat with area code 360. Hello.
Hello, ladies. I didn't have my hand up, but maybe this is, I need a bestie. This is Nancy Sue.
Oh, my
Hi,
gosh.
Nancy.
That was definitely an energetic yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, because you did have your hand up. So that's what's so funny is the angels raised it for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, well, here I am, beautiful angels.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice. Do you have a question?
Well, I wasn't prepared for one, so you know what? What do they have for me?
All righty.
I am really surprised.
I just felt it. I'm sorry. And also Carolyn Skating Angel said she would like an angel's choice if she could, if we have the time.
Okay, well, why don't we each do, like, one person do these so that we can...
That's what I'm thinking. If Dawn and you
yeah.
and I'm just hearing to step back.
All right, so Dawn, do you want to
sure.
take care of Nancy Sue?
All right. And the card that I pulled for Nancy Sue came out, and it was the purification card. And knowing that she's been doing a lot of that, I would say it's a continuation because it's a very purpley, lavendery purpley card, and the angel is actually looking backwards. So I would take it to mean, you know, continuation of healing and purifying, you know, things in the past, resolving that so that with the new energies that we're in now, you can turn around and face the future completely clean.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So for Skating Angel, I actually pulled three cards for you, and it feels like this is all about you firmly feeling in yourself and your body, and it's from head to toe, because the first two cards, the first one had a lot of red in it, the second card had a lot of purple in it, so that's like the root chakra and the crown chakra. And then the next card has all this abundance of fruit that she's holding kind of at her sacral and heart, or solar plexus and heart chakra. So it's just keeping the flow open between your root and your spirituality, kind of like head to toe, keeping the flow moving, nurturing your body, keeping yourself grounded, and that will allow the abundance to flow through you and through your heart. And I'm seeing it kind of as a two-way street, a two-way direction here, so that you're channeling the energy up through your body and then down, back down through your body, and then it's going out into the world through your heart and circling around like a big heart, coming in the back of your heart and flowing around again. So it's like this beautiful energy flow that's really clean and clear and happy, and lots of really powerful things happening. So very simple, just stay in your body, don't allow the energy to get mismatched between, you know, the lower chakras and the upper chakras. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of clarity for this week.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And if you ladies are willing to stay on a few more minutes, it looks like the lady from area code 928 came back again. Hello.
Ah.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And what can we do for you?
I actually have a question.
Sure.
I'm wondering what you can pick up or what I need to know surrounding a person with the initials DB.
Did you mean like BB, like a BB gun? Boy?
No, like DB. D as in Denver.
Oh, D as in Denver, D as in Denver?
Yes.
And what is your name, may I ask?
Altina.
Altina?
Altina?
Oh, Altina,
yeah.
I apologize. You sound okay. So sweet. I'm just guided to ask you a just like a deeper question.
Okay.
Is this like in a romantic way that you're wanting to know about this person?
Yes and no. I guess the answer would be to that question.
Pardon me?
Yes and no.
Okay, because the angels are just asking me for some clarity.
Okay, do you need a specific question or?
That's what I'm hearing, is that you're not being very clear. So if you could just send a clear signal, that would be awesome.
Okay, I guess my question pertaining to him would be, I'm wondering if we're ever going to be part of each other's lives the way it used to be.
Dawn, there's a theme here. Would you like to take this?
I did pull a card, you know, even before the explanation, and it was the Tree of Life card. But what I heard in my head as I pulled it was branch out. And so to me, that's meaning kind of like don't put all your eggs in one basket and, you know, cast a wider net, i.e., think about other possibilities.
I have other people in my life right now, but I'm just wondering what I need to know, or if we're ever going to be part of each other's lives, like, and if he's okay or whatever it is that you can pick up on his situation. I don't want to go any like deeper than that or explain any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Just based on the cards and what I'm hearing about the branched out, I'm just feeling like it needs space. And that's kind of
we've
all
already
I'm getting.
Had enough space, so I don't understand. Yeah.
Well, I would take it to mean that you know, not knowing the situation, not knowing anything's going on, not needing to, that things need to work themselves out and.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll just explain the whole situation since I'm not getting anywhere.
Well,
he's an ex-fiancé.
I was going to say, maybe Carolyn is getting something that I'm not.
What I am getting is patience, and that I think the space that you're feeling is does there need to be a physical space, there also needs to be a energetic space.
There's already been physical space and just space in general. The situation is he's an ex-fiancé. We broke up back in October. We've had communication on and off since then, not necessarily about the relationship or even like getting back together. So along the way, some stuff happened. I cut him off for a month. I recently had communications with him like yesterday, and he sort of mentioned something that kind of worried me. So I'm just like really wondering if he's okay, or is this something that's going to work out, you know, like, because I'm very concerned, and I don't want to talk about what it is that I'm concerned about with him. Like, that is, I don't want to discuss that.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
I am still feeling the space. Dawn, what do you have to say?
Same thing. I'm just feeling like, let it go. That, you know, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Once, but, you know, that's kind of that same theme that, you know, was there for the other caller with that. I'm just feeling like it's a rock, and tying your thoughts and emotions, you know, to this person.
So what you're saying is the angels are guiding me to let it go and leave him alone, even though right now I know that he does really need somebody. I understand that part of it, like, because I've told you, but I'm not going to go into that and exactly tell you what it is,
mm-hmm.
Said, you know.
Yep. No, I'm just,
so I'm surprised that I even got that advice.
Now, may I jump in here, Dawn and Carolyn?
Sure.
Yep. Okay, and I'm sorry, Alfina, but I'm the one that asked additional questions because I got an immediate hit from my angels that said that you need to move on for right now. But I didn't want to come out and be that blunt about it. I believe he does have some issues and probably needs some friendship, but it might not be you at this point in time. And at this point in time, I do not see a closeness between you and him right now. And I got that in immediately. And I sometimes I don't know how to say things in the most gentlest ways, and that's why I was stepping back, and I apologize for that. And I know it's hard.
No,
because
you're entitled to your opinions and stuff, because I've already kind of know what I need to do anyway, and so I'll go with my own gut feeling. But,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yep.
Thank you for calling in, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies, who feels like doing a closing to close out our energetic circle here? Dawn?
I'm hearing it's a Dawn.
Oh, I was going to say, Nanette, can you do that closing? Okay. All right. If you can, if you're not driving, close your eyes and let's get our feet on the ground. And on this beautiful Earth Day, let's go ahead and imagine that we have roots on the bottoms of our feet, as we often do. Let's go ahead and send those roots deep into Mother Earth. And as we do, we always feel her energy and her love. And let's concentrate this time. You can picture your heart as a big ball of energy. And just take a few deep breaths in and out your mouth. And each time you take the breath in, that little ball of energy in your heart gets a little bit bigger. And on the third breath, when we exhale, let's exhale and blow that ball of love from our heart down through our body, down through our feet, out the roots, and let that love spread all over into the earth. And just concentrate for a minute or two on sending that love to Earth and feeling her gratitude. And thanking her for everything that she provides for us, a place to live, food to eat, animals to enjoy. And then if you're ready, come back to the present state. Open your eyes, centered and grounded and surrounded in love. And so it is.
Oh,
and so it is.
Thank you so much. Yes, and I want to real quickly, Carolyn, tell you that Skating Angel said on your reading, that's wonderful. Thank you for the reading. Good advice.
Oh.
Thanks again, ladies. Happy Earth Day and have a great week. So I wanted to get that in there.
Wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure to spend time with everyone. And as always, Don and Annette, love you guys. And look forward to being on the air again with you guys soon.
Yep.
Oh, that would be fabulous. We love it. And hopefully Archangel Uriel will step aside.
Well, we got some good information.
Yes, it was wonderful. It just kind of went a little differently than I thought it would. That's all. Got to go with the change.
Got to go with the change.
Love you, ladies. Love
all
our listeners. Good night.
Love you all. Bye.